USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has formally launched his 2020 re-election campaign. The president spoke to reporters at a rally in Orlando.
It turned out to be more than just a political campaign. It turned out to be a great political movement.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is stepping down after reports surfaced of domestic violence during his divorce. The Pentagon is now without a permanent leader amid rising tensions with Iran. The Trump administration has accused them of attacking oil tankers in the Persian Gulf.
I do think we'd be better off by far to have a Secretary of Defense that was actually confirmed by the Senate.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments were echoed by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
To have no Secretary of Defense at this time is appalling.
The president said he would name Secretary of the Army's Mark Esper as the new acting defense chief. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another American tourist has died while vacationing in the Dominican Republic. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
A 55-year-old New Jersey man found dead in his room last Thursday at the Terra Linda Resort in the northern part of the Caribbean nation. Reports are he makes the ninth American tourist to mysteriously and suddenly die while visiting the country in just the past few months. That string of deaths is not isolated to one location. Toxicology results for several of the tourists who died are still pending. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Federal authorities say it was one of the largest drug busts in American history. KYW Radio's Mark Abrams.
Agents found 16.5 tons of cocaine with an estimated street value of more than $1 billion stuffed into containers aboard a Liberian-flagged cargo ship. U.S. Attorney William McSwain says the amount of cocaine seized was, in his words, capable of killing millions of people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Britain's Prince Harry is continuing a cause his mother, Princess Diana, was involved in just months before she died in a car crash back in 1997. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
It's a $60 million campaign to clear landmines in Angola, a cause championed by Diana, Princess of Wales, who actually walked through a minefield in 1997. Prince Harry said this was an asset that should be protected, celebrated, and a benefit to its people.
In fact, I was told just the other day of the positive transformation in Huambo since my mother walked that minefield all those years ago. What is less well known is the impact landmines can have on conservation and wildlife.
A controversial congresswoman has made some controversial remarks about Amazon, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
House Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York claimed on ABC's This Week on Sunday that Amazon workers are paid, in her words, starvation wages. She said Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is a billionaire because he pays people so little. Amazon's now tweeted back at her, calling the lawmaker just wrong and touting its $15 minimum wage and full benefits for workers from day one. However, a spokesperson for Ocasio-Cortez says Amazon still built its business by extorting cities and governments for tax breaks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.